I believe nurses are extraordinary human beings. We are educators. We are the backbone of medicine. We are the foundational pieces to the hospital. We are the ones that exemplify what it means to give the best patient care possible. And we're the ones that are going to be with you by your side 24/7 while you're being taken care of.
Welcome to the See You Now Nurses Are series. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Nurses show up in many, many ways. And here on See You Now, we are excited to celebrate all of them.
Hi, my name is Jaden Dennis. I am a nurse. I didn't want to do medicine at first. I went to school for business administration, and I only did it because I didn't want to tell people that I was undecided. So going through my economics classes, my business classes, it just didn't seem right to me. It didn't feel like something I wanted to do. So during the pandemic, I took some time for myself while we were doing online classes, and I wanted to see whose life I could model my future life after. And the only person that stuck out to me was my coach, Lena. And she was one of my biggest mentors in life, and she still is. She was my biggest inspiration for sports. She helped me get a scholarship for sports in college, but she's also a physical therapist. So she allowed me to be able to watch her work. I got to see how she interacted with so many athletes and so many different patients of all age groups. So I knew that I wanted to live a life similar to hers. She was married, she had children, she had what I considered the ideal life. And I knew that if I could model my life after hers, I would be very successful. So in September of 2020, I became a nursing assistant. And I just wanted to see if I actually enjoyed the nursing process. And I fell in love with it immediately. I loved being able to care for people. I love being able to serve people. I felt like it was truly my calling. And in 2022, I finished nursing school. The main way that I show up for my colleagues is just being there. I work in the emergency room. So for me, it's offering my help and support and knowing that they would do the same for me. Whether it's something as simple as, can I give this patient some meds for you? Do you need me to get them cleaned up? Do you need me to give them a blanket? Sometimes it's just as simple as asking people, do you need help? Do you need to step away? Do you need someone to talk to? That is very important, those small things, but they go such a long way. And it helps us build chemistry and connection with each other throughout the emergency room so that when we get to those critical patients, those cardiac arrest patients, we always remember that synergy between each other where we just know this person's going to do this, this person's going to do that. And you don't have to worry about, are they going to do it correctly? Because we've already shown up for each other so many times. It's an amazing feeling to know that nursing is one big team. And to know that it's you and your team versus the problem as opposed to you versus the problem. I think that's the best part about the teamwork aspect of nursing. Had I not been an athlete, I don't think it would have been as easy to understand the teamwork aspect, especially in track and field where we ran a lot of relay events. So when we were doing our relay events, my coach, the same coach that I brought up before, we would have days where we would practice just passing the baton around to make sure that we could trust the person that we were receiving the baton from. I think that entire aspect translates just as much to nursing, if not even more in nursing than it does in sports, because in nursing, when we're asking somebody to do something for us, it's a symbol of passing the baton off to them. Or when we're doing shift change handoff and we've left our patients in great care, we're passing a baton off to the next shift, ensuring that the care will continue. You're trusting that this nurse, this person that is a part of the overall team, is going to take that baton and they're going to run with it and they're going to bring that baton back to you. And you know that your teammate did a very good job and they kept you guys in the lead, that patient is going to be in an even better position than they were when I handed that baton off. I am Jaden Dennis. I am a nurse, and I am a team player that is willing to do whatever it is to make sure that the team is successful going forward and all of our patients are taken care of.
Nurses are caregivers, innovators, trailblazers, and so much more. You can find more information about the Johnson & Johnson Nurses Are campaign at nursing.jnj.com/voices. And you can listen to more Nurses Are features, find Nurse Insights, or catch any of our podcast episodes where we shine a light on the nurses who are solving for some of today's biggest challenges, wherever you get podcasts. See You Now is produced in partnership with Johnson & Johnson and the American Nurses Association. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.